I'll call this meeting of the Annexation and Zoning Committee to order. We have, I'm Doug Hanem, I'm the chair. We have members Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, and Mark Lukey here. We also have Mark Fry, Patrick Richardson, and who else? Oh, Mary. That's right, you're not on the committee. And the mayor's here, and so before we get started, I had circulated a map that Katie had provided me. Do you all have, I have a couple extra copies if anybody needs one. Katie, you put that at our table.
I didn't put this. This is Joe.
Oh, this is the, Joe, you put this here? Okay. Good. Do you have, do you all have Katie or access to Katie? You have Patrick or? Everybody's got it? Okay. So I brought extra copies. I do, I have, shoot those around. I'm shooting around an extra set. Okay, I printed out four beautiful color copies. I'll let Katie talk about this. Just by way of introduction, Katie and I were discussing this one morning at the famous Planet Fitness, where for $10 a month you can work out. It's a pretty good deal. Great addition to our community. Anyway, I thought Katie thought about this a lot more than I ever had, and so I thought it made sense to bring it to the committee and discuss it and see where, see what the committee thought about it. I thought it was a, I think it's an interesting concept, interesting idea, and we can discuss it and figure out where to go with it. So, Katie, maybe you could just talk a little bit about your thinking and where the background of this comes from.
So, I think I was in January at the CIC meeting. Scott Carpenter came and he gave this whole talk about all these kind of towns that you might think insignificant and other Midwestern states, and about how they were then rating in the top places to live, and one of the reasons was because of their green spaces and their walking trails. And so that was one piece of it. The other piece that I keep thinking about is the day that Rick Arnos was in here from Republic Development talking about how are we going to connect our walking paths to the new SOMO development. And I know that everyone's been super busy with all the other little pieces to get that sale closed, but that kept coming back to me too. And I'm a walker. I walk all the time, and I'm always looking for new places to walk. And when you look at this map, where's the biggest green space in this whole map? Right in our downtown. I mean, our downtown is like two teeny little blocks, and then there's this huge green space called Toledo Memorial Park. And for 12 years, living like less than a mile away from there, I actually never even went in there. I didn't know I was welcome. I didn't know we could walk in there until Toledo Memorial sponsored the Ride in Late event. And then I started going to their events and getting to know them and realized they actually have people walking in there. They mark some of the trails. They mark the distances. They want people in there. And so I started walking in there, and then I realized there's a lot of people with dogs that go there because there's a dog park back there. And we've recognized and built on our riverfront property along Haroon Park and SOMO, but look at, I mean, Toledo Memorial Park has four times as much riverfront property. And if you walk along the edge of that river, it's amazing back there. Our river trail, when we put it together, it's amazing, but I thought that it was just a start, that it's the beginning of what could be something bigger. And so I just whole, I printed, I looked at a Google map, and I'm like, you know what? Just like a little piece here and a little piece here makes it into a much bigger, unique, fun, hip walking area than it was. Or than it, I mean, it's when we're so close and we already have the right idea, and the way our Main Street and the art walks are growing. So I don't know what, if anybody else thinks I'm crazy, but that's what I was thinking when Doug got on a Stairmaster next to me at Planet Fitness, and I told him about that for 20 minutes.
Well, it's, I mean, I think we know as a community, I think that, or as a society, we're moving more towards walking, biking as a regular recreational activity, maybe, but also as a practical means of getting around with our with the river trail. We've opened up you know, a lot of new areas for biking. We've and with the completion of the river trail, we'll actually be able to tie into the other side of the East Sylvania. So the provisions, the parts that Katie's proposed here are kind of worth looking at and thinking about in a little more detail. If you look at her map, she has marked as the existing river trail is made up of, I think it's segments, is it G, H, and E, right? Yeah, G, H, and E are the existing river trail portions. And there is a very, moving in reverse order, she has a proposed segment.
You're looking at the east side?
Yeah.
So E, all it does is follow Monroe Street and then cross over. There's a light where it crosses Monroe Street, and that's the edge of the Major Magic's shopping plaza. And actually, the mayor pointed out to me that McGregor, there's that, like, a whole block of it that's just abandoned. So to me, it looks like it would be super easy to go along the edge of that parking lot and reconnect back to that road that's been abandoned. And then that connects you to Starlight Plaza and Whetstone Park and the east side of Sylvania, which, I mean, in my mind, I was thinking how helpful that would be when we're going to close Monroe Street down twice, once for the bridge and once for the, whatever we're calling that, the interchange.
So the colors, the red is not currently there, that's what we're saying?
The red is not currently there.
So E is, the section E is a proposed addition.
Right, and to me that looks like there's no bridges. That looks, I mean, that's connecting all of our hard work to the east side of Sylvania. And, you know, I've had people ask me, like, why don't you care about the east side? I'm like, what are you talking about? Of course we care. We care about all of Sylvania. Well, it just makes it, I mean, more connected right there, especially when you've got the park on one side and the whole Promedica Plaza. I could see them with their green bikes connecting on the river trail when Monroe Street's closed.
Katie, are you just suggesting there at E that there would be just crossing Monroe Street there? Is there a light there?
There's a light there, and I think that the sidewalk is not so inviting.
Just using sidewalks to go.
Right,
it
might have to be
specific.
No, it's parking lot mostly.
Yeah.
It seems like the sidewalk can be widened and improved, and then there's the stoplight is there, so you could easily cross. And then along the edge of that parking lot at Major Magic's connects right to mm-hmm. McGregor Road and puts you right at Starlight Plaza in the park.
So again, you're suggesting that the segment along the road street would be on the south side of the street.
Right, because it takes you a little bit of a stretch to get to the stoplight.
What
Well, the part that's along Monroe Street is already a sidewalk. It might just have to.
It's more of a walking trail than a hiking trail.
Right. I mean, it could be either.
Sidewalks were put in back in the late 1980s with a state grant to get to the Ability Center, and then we also get it along Rexus Road. It's not the 12-foot wide bike path that we're installing now. Is there enough right of way? I suspect not. I think there's probably space to improve some of the curb cuts on it. And certainly along Monroe Street, that's a possibility. Crossing at the lights, but I think the other part, going through the major magics area, that's private property, and we have to negotiate easement through there too. So if you've been on McGregor, it does come across behind Pro Medica, and then once it gets past the last road, there's a cell tower there, and it just has a barrier that goes into the back of major magics. It's not abandoned.
Well, it just looks abandoned because there's grass growing up there, like no
one. So that right of way takes you into the back of the Major Magic property, and we have to work with the owner of the Major Magic property to get an easement.
And I'm guessing with all these, you know, there are going to be, land use issues and engineering issues, and they're going to require additional, investigation to see if they really are feasible. But you know, that the what I think is if we're interested in pursuing this, we can give Joe with the mayor's help something to work on and look at over a period of time.
Yeah, you know, let me just say, it sounds like we're taking the pieces on this map one at a time, right? So now we're talking.
I think that makes sense.
So now we're talking about.
Just so we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, so now we're talking about E, and I have to say that we raised the issue of a bikeable, walkable town at the chamber meeting last week, and I had a couple of people come up to me afterward and talk specifically about linking the end of the river trail, which of course was designed before ProMedica built its campus.
Right.
With ProMedica, right, and how much more useful the river trail would be if the 800 folks or 500 folks that work at ProMedica could do just what Katie's suggesting, you know, and take a walk and connect up with the river trail. So I think that there's some vision there in terms of connecting with McNeely Park. And I think it doesn't sound like it's going to be something that we get done in a year, but it sounds like it's something that we might be able to get the administration to do a little bit more investigation about, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're the as you look at each of these chunks of addition, we're looking at partners, and we're looking at a lot of private party partners to make this work. When you say this is, you know, not a year, this is a long-term project. But the only way to start it is to start and make it.
Well, you know, and that's the difference between Katie and me. Now, she's young and enthusiastic and impatient, and I'm old and curmudgeonly and like to think that I have a sense of reality. But if we don't start talking about this now, we won't have anything in 5 years, right?
Right.
It's the same as the River Trail. It's the same as SOMO. It took us years to come to terms with what those were going to look like. So I'm personally very interested and comfortable about what this E segment might ultimately look like.
Well, there's lots of pieces. Doug started going to E, so.
E was in part because of the comments I heard about.
Well, yeah, you're the
connecting to the old Starlight.
Yeah, you're the master of the art of the possible, Doug. You know, so I think that's a good place to start, right?
And one that would have, and a segment that would have a significant immediate visible impact following completion of the river trail. You know, it's a
Yeah.
It's a nice extension.
So.
And the next one we're gonna talk about, I like the.
So which one do you want to talk about next?
Well, I like F too.
Yeah, okay, me too. Let's talk about that.
Okay, because F's on the other end. And, you know, I know historically we've had some discussions with Lourdes about the river trail and maybe got some, maybe not a warm response. And Katie, maybe you can talk a little bit about that too.
Well, the river trail F originally went straight. The dotted line showed where we thought it might go, but talking to Mary Arquette a few weeks ago, and she thought it seemed like there was a possibility of it turning the corner, like once you go under the railroad track and cross the river, it could just go up. And she thought that it was more of an issue for the sisters to go next to the their prayer garden, which is down low, versus coming up there where is their rosary care center. She didn't think she thought that the issue was the prayer garden, not the rosary care center. And that would be a huge benefit to our downtown, to be able to link the students.
So is your view then that that would connect up with some of the interior driveways on the Lourdes campus?
Well, yeah, because it's just right where the red line ends, there's where the road is. So that's already there. Right where that the red line is, there's kind of like a big drainage ditch, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a stone drainage ditch, and it kind of comes up the hill, and then on the other side there's a bunch of trees.
Right.
The nice thing about that is that would give the university, you know, another main pathway to downtown.
And I did have a very quick conversation with Sister Mary Ann on Wednesday, and she's. I think she's interested in talking to us about that.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, I thought we had a conversation with David about putting that in next.
Livingston?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he was all about it.
He was all about this route.
But there's been a regime change since then. But it sounds like Sister Mary Ann is similarly interested.
Who's Sister Mary Ann?
Isn't it Miss Mary Ann?
Mary John?
No, the president of. No. Who's the president of Lourdes? Did I say sister?
No, Katie.
Oh, okay.
Well,
no, okay.
I was just trying to figure out who you were talking
about. Well, I wasn't talking about any sisters. I Sister Mary John is a very thoughtful leader, and I think that I think this is a university.
Well, I talked to Mary Arquette, and you talked to Mary Ann, and
yeah.
I thought you were talking about Sister Mary John.
There's lots of Marys.
They sort of, that's their thing. But,
right.
Yeah, I'm sure some improvements would help that.
But to improve it, mark it a little better, fix the curb cuts, all makes sense. I'm a little concerned only with where it goes on the railroad tracks, because there's got to be a jog there. You can't use to share the trestle.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful about the optics of a trail like this. I mean, I too, Mayor, have used that cut through, which I think is mostly there so the sisters could go to church at St. Joe's maybe, but it's if I were the parent of a 18-year-old from Paulding and was looking at that and somebody was trying to sell me that the way it is right now is a reasonable access to our downtown, I'd be skeptical. Right, so I think that, just like E, I think the F piece absolutely merits a look by our engineering staff to see, just to see what questions we need to ask or answer about that. Mr. Hanum, I would recommend that as a potential approach.
Well, we have to figure out what our action is going forward.
Can we talk about the other one, though?
Yeah, let's talk about A.
A is...
A is between, so where the river trail ends at Monroe Street.
The north.
Oh, right.
It kind of just stops, and at one point, we talked about continuing, but then somehow, I don't know, it came off of the map at some point. And this is probably the most expensive and hardest part, to follow the river right there, because there's the Rite Aid that's very close to the river. And then, but I think that, if we could get that done, the B, C, and D, the cemetery, Toledo Memorial Park, is very interested in getting the rest.
So could you help me understand who owns Toledo Memorial Park? And what's the nature of that from a zoning standpoint and from an ownership standpoint and from a public access standpoint? I mean, it's certainly not owned by the city. We have our own cemetery.
No, they have a board. They have a five-member board.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about an infrastructure project.
Yeah, cemeteries are special. I think it's a special organization under the revised code.
It's a nonprofit.
I believe so, yes.
I'm not saying it's going to be exceptionally easy. I'm just saying it's possible. And in the beginning conversation, they're very interested. So, and it's the biggest green space in our downtown. It's three times bigger than
right.
The Green Park. It's
are you suggesting that there be some city funding that goes
no,
into that?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm suggesting the city funding would only go up to where B starts.
Oh, okay.
And then they would build a bridge. I'm not saying that they are, but I'm hoping.
Well, it would be worth having discussions, actually pursuing some discussions with them, seeing how feasible that may or may not be. And, we're not, there are... funding issues with all these proposals. There's always funding issues. We can cross those bridges as we,
so to speak,
as we need to,
One more question about D. That's not a bridge, right? That's just like a path, a walkway, or
it's a pathway. They own a house on Glasgow, and if you are walking there, there's a big like double gate that swings, and one of their employees lives in that house right now. But at some point, it could easily be a pathway from the cemetery to Glasgow, because they own it.
And I am assuming that there's not any access from the east side of 223 to the west side, right?
No, that would be the only potential access right there.
Katie, at Toledo Memorial Park, you said they welcome walkers in that. Do they have a place for folks that live further away from the downtown area that maybe would like to walk through there? Do they have a place that they welcome people to park and then walk?
Yeah, they've got lots of parking.
You can
go in there. It doesn't say walkers, please park here, but
okay. I talked to them prior to my talking at the chamber last week, and they were very enthusiastic about what they're doing there. They have posted on their website 7 walking trails for the public to use, right?
I couldn't find that. You said that.
Well, and I couldn't either, but she told me that it was there. So But I couldn't because I didn't look.
Oh, well,
my fact-checking only went so far. But, but the other piece that she did tell me is that they have plenty of parking in the front for the public to park in and use. So the answer to your question is it seems not to be a problem with them.
I visit my parents' grave back up here, it's there at the top left. And sometimes during lunchtime, just check the grave, and I do walk in there at lunchtime to clear my desk. It's a very nice place to walk. You should know that our Lancebelle designed a lot of the plantings on the way out back here. He would be the first to welcome people back in there because he believed in it as a park. So even if it's hard to build seed, seed would be very expensive for Toledo Memorial Park to build. To build down in a floodplain like that, we've had a lot of trouble trying to build our river trail.
Yeah.
But seed can almost be placed up onto some of the roads, at least temporarily. And that's a very big walking or biking trail through there on roads that are already there. It's too much to walk at lunch. I walk maybe a fifth or something over here in the mountain. I get down to where the maintenance facility is, which is very, which is south of seed. But it's just lovely, and there's nobody in there. People don't go to the cemetery to walk. But it is an awfully nice place to go, I agree with you.
Right. And Katie was actually telling me, am I right, that, that at the north end of that property, there's a, it goes into Michigan? There's an access into Michigan?
Right, there's the line, if you follow, you go all the way, follow the red line to the very back, and there's a gravel road, and you can walk all the way to Yankee Road. And they own all the property up to the farmhouse. The guy that lives in the farmhouse owns the farmhouse, and he does all their, like their wood. He cuts down the trees that have fallen and he turns them into benches. But, I mean, that's a pretty, like, nice walk back there, too. And it's already a nice gravel road. It's already there.
And the city's composting field up there, that's owned by Toledo Memorial Park. We leased that.
Ah.
They go all the way up there. That's their expansion. They've got 100 years of space in Toledo Memorial Park. Some of it's an issue.
Mm-hmm. The part that I am a little concerned about is segment A. Only because I'm concerned that it might compete with some of our other residential and commercial development there. You know, we talk about the fact that we need to find...
Well, I was thinking it would complement it. I mean, just think how cool that would be to have, to be able to walk along the river and then to have, like, a restaurant overlooking the river with a great patio you can sit on and you could walk there. You could walk there from the trail and enter from that way. I mean, I was thinking that it would enhance it.
I would need to eyeball that to see if there's enough space between Summit and the river to accommodate that.
It would be kind of tricky. It would be like the, like what we did off the side of Wingate. You know how it, there wasn't really quite enough room. And
almost hanging over the river. Yeah.
That office building?
This is Dave White.
Yeah.
So it's, you're right, it gets close there and then it gets close.
Yeah.
But right. So it gets, and it's steep. So that, and that would be the hardest part, but that would actually be the coolest part. So there's Rite Aid, and then there's Jen's Flower Shop, and she is, it looks like, I think she's going to be expanding to that yellow house next door. And then the properties next to that could be an amazing restaurant with outdoor seating overlooking the river. You have to go and see it because it's beautiful there. And it's part
no,
of the
I don't, town. Yeah, I'm sure it's
beautiful. So how cool would that be to be able, especially the people that are going to live at Somo, you're walking along the river trail, you cross the street there, and then you could walk up the back and onto the back patio, and there could be a back entrance. It would be amazing. It
who
wouldn't be
those,
that easy, but it could
those,
be amazing.
That property you're talking about for the restaurant, is that privately owned? Or?
There's some, like, there's two residential properties that are owned by somebody in Perrysburg. And then the next two properties are owned by somebody in Michigan. And I don't know them or I haven't talked to them, but I've heard rumor that they are what could be willing to sell. I don't know that for sure, but
are there houses there?
One's like a blue, like fourplex, and then there's an empty lot, and then there's that block building.
Okay.
And there's an empty lot after the block building. And it's not like they're really well maintained. They're kind of
clearly there's a opportunity for a higher and better use there for something.
The view is amazing. Like, if you go into Jen's flower shop and look out the back, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh, who knew? It's gorgeous.
And Toledo Memorial can clean up that area.
And they know that. They actually recently went over and looked from Jen's side and were like, oh my gosh.
Good.
So,
good.
I mean, they're on the right page. I mean, they're like wannabe community partners. They're enthusiastic. They get it.
Doug or Mayor, if this were something that we wanted to pursue conceptually, what would be the practical next steps to begin to do some discovery around the different issues and problems that we might need to address? I mean, I guess I always look for how do we ultimately put it in the city budget, right? And that it takes a long lot of work to get from here to there. But what are the next steps? Or maybe I need to ask Joe. I don't know. So I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think you know, if this were something that we wanted to pursue, you know, obviously this is something that we'd need the administration's insight and the capabilities of the of people who are already busy.
Yeah.
And say, here's some conceptual drawings and budgets to accomplish it. And we have to have the law department work with us to see about easements and things like that, because that's an integral part of it. A lot of phase two is getting Flower Hospital to agree to allow us to go across their property.
Right.
We also had to work with ODOT. We had to work with Savannah Country Club. But you don't have to do that in the first step.
No, you know, with the one, what I feel is sort of a necessary step, which is to officially have a conversation with the sisters or lords about how in are they with this concept, right? Because 30 okay. seconds after a chamber lunch is not really that.
We've been discussing this for years with the sisters.
With them. Right.
But we can have them look at it. Could be that you have to do a switchback.
Right. But if we were going to have JJR do a workup, that's going to require somebody to go on that, their property and look at the grade and all that stuff, surveying and so on.
Doing.
Speaking as one, I'd be very supportive of the administration doing a contract like that.
Let me just look at the deputy service director. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. That sounds like the next step to take. The only other thing that I would offer to just add a little bit of context to what Katie had drafted up was in the larger map that was at your seat, this is our working plan that we met with Olander, Lucas County, Sweeney Township, several other entities to come up with this kind of overall
Team McCog,
bikeway plan here. In context to Katie's pieces there, E is on this map. If you look closely, it's kind of in orange. And so that side path.
It didn't make the connection to Major Magic, but other than that, it's there.
Right. But that's a side path, a proposed side path, and that's basically taking what the mayor said, that sidewalk, and widening it out. So that piece is on this map, as well as, you know, F, too. It just is shown graphically a little bit different, but, you know, those are both pieces that are on there. The only things that really weren't integrated into the map where, you know, A and above, you know, as you go into Toledo Memorial Park. So there are pieces of this that coincide and jive with this. So it's, you know, it's a vision I think that's shared, you know, by a bunch of other sites spotted here.
Well, and, you know, JJR has proven their resourcefulness in terms of some previous projects with us. Mayor, I appreciate your fact that you've raised that name, and I'm enthusiastic about that.
He's going to give a conceptual drawing and questions. See if he wants to. But just remember that there's a little piece here that's on either plan, phase two. That's a $2.6 million project.
Yeah.
It is being blocked by both the sisters and by Scott Sapp.
Right.
That's why that line was dotted.
But what's neat about what Joe just shared with us is the dotted purple line down McCord, right? Because if we can get the river trail over to the Lord's Campus or through the Lord's Campus, and that could hook up with a full lane kind of a concept, that really would be a game changer. Is a road diet at the new roundabout? I've heard that mentioned three times in the last couple of weeks.
No, road diet is when the first time I heard that term was CCAR Road in Toledo, where they're going to go from two lanes each direction to one lane each direction and have a center turn lane. Well, Iowa Hills didn't like that. I don't know if Toledo did or not. But this road diet wouldn't be doing that. We'd be taking 16-foot wide lanes and maybe making 12-foot and put a bike lane on the
side. Yeah, right. Well, how cool is that? That's great.
Bike lane, and there's already walking sidewalks there. But again, if you've ever tried to ride your bike on that hill, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
So, Doug, what kind of action steps could we take?
I think we've identified. We're going to ask our administration to contact JJR and come up with a. Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe what we could do is, when you have a chance to confer with the service director, have him report back to us. Maybe, you know, one of our upcoming council meetings. You know, I wanted to get this, you know, get us talking about it. Obviously, we've done that, and I think it's pretty obvious that Council is interested in pursuing this to some degree. We don't have to take any, I don't think we need any formal action today. I think the formal action would be potentially approving a contract with JJR to start the feasibility study.
We'll take this back to staff on Thursday morning, talk about it, and find out if it makes sense. And I think it would be to get a proposal from JJR to be successful.
And a little bit of input on maybe, Mayor, what the feasibility is of A. I mean, did you say A? I didn't hear you say
A.
Okay.
Main Street. guess maybe JJR would look at that crosswalk, trying to get, it's mid-block really, so it's not at Summit, it's mid-block. And then later when we cross, but I know there's a light at McGregor and into that parking lot. And I know that parking lot, I'm not sure how to get across that parking lot. That would, and that's not a cooperative owner, right? Olivet's had dealings with them.
If I look into my briefcase, I can come up with the guy's name.
Yeah.
They're not cooperative, they're not cooperating with.
Yeah, so we.
They put up a fence so that parishioners could park there.
Yeah, they, yeah.
I think it's all.
So maybe, I mean, maybe.
It's all in how you spell it though, I mean, if it couldn't be, how could it be a negative for them to have people walking to their shopping center?
There's an attorney sitting right next to you, you're asking.
I mean, to be able to walk down the River Trail and actually walk to their, I mean, have it be a destination on the River Trail, it doesn't really get better than that for them.
Well, we've, you know, what makes sense doesn't always.
So I, you know, and I'm not saying, like, you know, speaking for Olivet, but there might be a way to walk. Yeah, that wouldn't work with it. Never mind.
I just like being able to connect the Starlight Plaza and the park.
Yeah.
You've got,
yeah.
To connect the Starlight Plaza just by following the poster.
And yeah.
Trying to look for ways to get off of Monroe Street, because
yes.
If you walk in Monroe
yes.
Street, it's just
yes.
Completely unpleasant.
I hear that.
And any time you can get off Monroe Street, there's another thing.
Well, I'm sure there, you know, there. I'm sure there are lots of complications here, but.
There are a lot of complications for Trail 1 and
right.
2 when we started also.
Right. So we'll start. Yep. So I'm going to rack this up as a success directly related to listening to somebody else, and let's see where it goes. And appreciate the input. I don't think we need to take any action tonight, and I don't have anything else on the agenda. I think we've made some good progress, and we'll go forward from here.
Thank you, Katie, for bringing it forward.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would move to adjourn the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting.
What about the marijuana?
The what?
We've got two more meetings.
We have two more meetings.
Adjourn one.
Right. I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?